I lived in New York for about, in New York City, for about 3 months, doing my CPE, or so chaplaincy, into hospitals there. And if you've ever been to New York City, one of the places that is, for some reason, a tourist trap is Canal Street. If you've been to that street, there's rows and rows of stores and goods. On Canal Street, you can get just about anything for cheap. But usually it's counterfeit. It means it's counterfeit. You can get a $100 cologne for $25. You want a 2-for-1 Coach purse for cheap. They got it. You want a pair of Gucci sunglasses for every member of your family without getting a loan. You got a visit. Canal Street has its own system. It's its own economy, essentially. The concern of the vendors is not that you get the product that you really want, but that they are able to make profit off of your naivete or your willingness to play their games. Brothers and sisters, we are all part of systems, family systems, our own kinship structures, religious systems, our economic systems. All such systems affect our relationship with one another. Like the merchants of Canal Street, whose relationship with us is often one of manipulation, so too the merchants in the book of Amos from our first reading have a relationship with their community. And the prophet Amos decries this kind of relationship, for it is a relationship based on dishonesty and self-interest. What should I gain? It's me who is the boss. It is relationship where the merchants, to use Amos's word, trample the poor. And the steward in the gospel is also part of an economic system where he is out of favor with his master, but discounts his master's debtors so that he can develop relationships with them. So he also manipulated this kind of relationship to further his own self-interest. Between the merchants of Amos or the steward in the parable of in our gospel, all these characters reveal their main concern in their relationships with others, and that is themselves, the self. They do have relationships with others which they honed and built, which are meant to advance their own positions, their status, their safety in life. The shrewdness of the steward and perhaps of the merchants is that they use the systems of relationships to their own advantage. And Jesus' message in our gospel, and as some commentators call it, Jesus' indictment, such a strong word in our gospel today, is this: that we can be like the merchants. We can be like the steward in the gospel and operate out of systems of self-interest, of egocentrism. We can live in a world where we trample the poor or put down others so that we can rise up. Or we can enter into systems of relationships that are not about ourselves, but about God's reign, God first. And the real relationship with one another, with walking with the poor and justice for the downtrodden. And that is what happens exactly at Mass, brothers and sisters. Every time we come to worship. And the center of it all is God. We receive the Eucharist, the source and summit of our Christian life. That when we come, it's God-centered, that we give to God. And then isn't it the paradox of our faith that we come and give of our time, of our energy, even 1 hour of worship, really focused on God. And in giving, we receive. Isn't that the paradox of our faith? We receive community. We receive nourishment. We receive the body of Christ. Jesus does want us to be shrewd, but not in the economic systems that exploit for our personal gain, But in the economy of the kingdom of God, which deals in the currency of love, even in the face of hate, that deals in the currency of peace, even in the face of violence, that deals in the economy of justice, even in the face of injustice. Yes, brothers and sisters, God does want us to be practical, to be prudent. He wants us to realize we cannot serve both God and ourselves, our own egos. We cannot serve both God and money. But the reality is we do live in these systems that open for us the wide door for the temptation to put down the other. The economic systems, political systems, and social systems of our day. And while we cannot outright deny or reject these systems because they are part and parcel of a society to relive, we can develop different relationships with them. And we do this when we learn to interact with them with the eyes of faith and a place and to place the needs of our sisters and brothers before our own needs. The way we make ourselves ready and available to the kingdom of God is not by grumbling or protecting our own self-interest, but to open ourselves to the vulnerable in our society, in the world, the needs of others again. Now, I think as the seasons change from summer to autumn, and we do start autumn tomorrow, so too it presents an opportunity to change our lives and our hearts, especially when we are enslaved with systems that put down others, that enrich us, instead of us enriching the other, the lives of others. For time is fleeting, so Jesus did. It's weird in the gospel, in the later part, we see that the master commending the steward for his shrewdness. He even called it prudently, because time is fleeting. Time is fleeting, and we may forever lost the opportunity presented to us in the here and now. And yes, we know that every day is an opportunity for conversion, but we have to grasp it in the here and now. It offers us a chance once more to turn from our system and practices of grumbling to gratitude, of self-interest to generosity. Instead of trampling the poor or putting down others in order that we might find ways to enrich our lives, like the grumblers in Amos or the steward in the parable, might we find ways to enrich the lives of others? Maybe we can be better stewards of the kingdom of God by attending to the needs of our brothers and sisters, to the needs of our parish. Maybe we can tutor or volunteer, donate food or excess wealth to our community. Maybe we can say thank you more or smile more. You know, that always enrich. Or talk to people that we don't usually talk to. And that starts here in this table of the Eucharist, this very rich table, where we can say thank you to God and show our gratitude for the gift that our God gives to enrich us, to enrich our lives. And here at this table we gather, the rich, the poor, the young, the old, no one better and no one worse, but as sisters and brothers who are all asked to change our lives and open our hearts. And may the Spirit who gives us such great gifts teach us to be good stewards and disciples. Amen.